This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Thanks for listening to WSOY on NowDecatur.com. This stream is presented by Hickory Point Bank, Invested. Our investment in Decatur is an investment in everyone who calls Decatur home.
Winding down, District 61 has announced the last day of school and graduation dates for the class of 2024. The last day of school is May 28th for the district, but Dennis Lab School students stay in session until June 18th. Graduation ceremonies for MacArthur and Eisenhower will be on May 18th, MacArthur at 11 a.m. and Eisenhower at 2 p.m. This year's ceremonies will be outdoors at the school's football stadiums. They will be ticketed events. Living Lands and Waters, along with corporate partner ADM, visited students at McGoy Elementary and Argenta Oriana schools this week as part of ADM's Earth Week celebration. Living Lands and Waters is an environmental organization that is the only industrial-strength river cleanup organization like it in the world. So far, the group has cleaned up 13 million pounds of garbage from U.S. rivers and waterways. Along with their educational outreach, ADM employees and Living Waters will plant trees at Fairview Park. More at NowDecatur.com.
President Biden plans to sign it today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
On this vote, the yeas are 79. The nays are 18.
That was the Senate approval last night of a $95 billion foreign aid package, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says.
To our friends in Ukraine, America will soon deliver more ammunition and air defenses and basic supplies you need.
Almost two-thirds of the foreign assistance will go to help Ukraine battle Russia's invasion. Some Republicans oppose that, saying we've given Ukraine enough. And Congressman Jeff Van Drew tells Fox,
we're spending more money and we're still not controlling our own border and letting people in, some of whom are dangerous and would do harm to the United States of America.
The bill also includes a possible ban on TikTok unless the social media app cuts ties to its Chinese parent company. I've been concerned about surveillance and China manipulating TikTok content. Now today, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in China starting 3 days of talks. Some of that foreign aid will also go to Israel. Some college students won't like that. That's at Columbia University, where a midnight deadline for pro-Palestinian protesters to take down an encampment was extended. A Columbia statement says,
protesters have committed to dismantling and removing a significant number of tents. In light of this constructive dialogue, the university will continue conversations for the next 48 hours. The protesters responding saying they will not be intimidated by, quote, the school's disturbing threat of an escalation of violence.
Fox's Brooke Singman, there have also been protests from NYU to Yale to some campuses in California. A scare in the air in northern Japan on an ANA flight. The plane had smoke coming out of it as it landed today. Nobody was injured, but according to FlightAware, it's another issue with another Boeing-made jet. The Biden administration is unveiling new regulations today on airlines, requiring them to be more transparent on fees when booking flights. The passengers see the full cost of the tickets, and they'll have to give prompt refunds for cancellations or delays. America's listening to Fox News.
Don't let everyday aches and pains keep you from living your best life.
I don't think I really understood what people meant when they talked about pain until I started feeling it myself.
Start feeling better every day with Relief Factor, a daily supplement designed to support your body's fight against aches and pains.
Not only do I move better without pain, I just feel better.
Created by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients that target four metabolic pathways to address pain. Relief Factor doesn't just mask aches and pains, it helps reduce or even eliminate them.
Today, I do the things I love, and it doesn't occur to me to think about pain.
You can feel the difference all day, every day.
Join the over 1 million people who have tried Relief Factor's 3-week quick start kit. It's only $19.95. Visit relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF. And feel the difference of Relief Factor.
The Supreme Court will consider a new abortion case today, a few years after the ruling that undid a woman's federal right to abortion, giving states the right to ban the procedure. The justices will consider a challenge to Idaho's law, the Biden administration trying to expand medical exemptions, that after the president spoke out against abortion restrictions.
President Biden spoke in Tampa as a 6-week abortion ban is set to take effect in Florida next week. He blamed former President Trump for taking abortion rights away, and anticipated conservatives' next anti-abortion step.
To prevent all women in America from getting safe and effective medication like methylprednisolone, approved by the FDA 20 years ago, they're trying to outlaw that now.
Even with the six-week ban coming, President Biden believes Florida in November will follow the lead of Ohio, Kansas, and Kentucky, conservative states that have voted to enshrine abortion rights in their state constitutions. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed after a second day of big gains. The Dow and the Nasdaq both surged up more than 200 points. A women's basketball star getting a big payday after Caitlin Clark went pro. She's ready to sign a big deal with Nike.
Worth up to $28 million over 8 years, according to the Wall Street Journal, citing unnamed people familiar with the situation. Last week, The Athletic reported that Clark was nearing an eight-figure deal with Nike and that the two-time National Player of the Year is expected to get a signature shoe with the company. Clark took the women's college basketball world by storm over the last 2 years, taking Iowa to back-to-back national championship games. She was selected by the Indiana Fever with the first pick of the WNBA draft. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
In the NBA playoffs, Dallas got even with the LA Clippers, winning game two. Indiana also tied its series with Milwaukee. Minnesota beat Phoenix again to go up 2-0. In the NHL playoffs, Nashville and Colorado and Florida and the New York Rangers were winners. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
It took more than makeup, costumes, music, and lights to get me on stage. It took the gift of an organ donor.
Nobody said it was easy. It's such a shame for us to part.
Be an organ donor, because life does go on.
Register at lifegoeson.com.
Good morning. Here's a look at your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast today. Mostly sunny, high near 60. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 37. For Thursday, some frost in the morning, otherwise mostly sunny, high of 64. Friday, showers and thunderstorms, high near 70. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 43 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday edition of Byers & Company. Clay will join us from the Decatur Park District. We'll check in with Millikan University. By the way, next week will be Founders Day, birthday for Millikan. 123 years old.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
And as always with the case with really great organizations, they're not only having a birthday party to celebrate 123 years since the founding of Millikan University, they're also doing True Blue Challenge Day, which is their big fundraising day to give back. And we'll tell you all about that a little bit later in the program. 123 years.
That's pretty awesome.
James Millikan, who founded Millikan University on April 30th, 1901. pretty cool. This is their 10th annual Day of Giving with the True Blue Challenge. They, about a decade ago, started this in conjunction with celebrating the birthday every year. How do you give back, which is pretty cool. And we'll give you all the details a little bit later in the program. I'm Brian Byers. That's Nick Smith. We're here in downtown Decatur where the light is on again. It's up and ready. I can't tell you how happy I am to drive into work the last few days. I did see the moon.
Was this the pink moon or was that yesterday?
I think that was yesterday. No, yesterday it seemed kind of dark. It must have been today.
Yeah, the name pink moon derived from the flowers that bud corresponding with it, and beautiful moon this morning.
Yeah, it's just,
otherwise.
Just to be able to see anything is beautiful or otherwise. Just being able to drive in and not have to worry about hitting a deer.
That helps.
It's just the little things life that bring you joy. All right, good morning and welcome to the company. We have a lot to get to here today. I want to start with first and foremost telling you we'll be at the Children's Museum tomorrow for the big kickoff for the Duck Derby, which is on. There are a few rites of passage in spring, right? The Duck Derby being one of those, Founders Day at Millikan University, things that we celebrate, that welcome in spring and graduation and summer's on the way, where you get to feel like, man, we've gotten out of winter. We've crawled out of our cave and we've arrived.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Duck Derby, one of my favorite events.
Of course it is. You won one year.
Yeah. Enjoy that event. Love the Children's Museum. Been there a few times the last few weeks.
Me too. I saw the moon you painted.
Thank you.
I didn't.
Well, thank you for acknowledging that you saw it.
I'm just teasing.
Did it look okay to you?
Yeah, it looked great. They're still kind of tarps and, you know, they're still built. People are really blown away by that whole exhibit.
Yeah.
Compared to what was there. And I know for a lot of years, this has been kind of a bone of contention for some people. When is the climbing thing coming back? You're going to be really impressed.
So I'm one of those turkeys that got a little antsy about that being there, you know, like, where'd it go? This is the centerpiece. I put me in that camp, not on the rude side, but on the, hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
Now, having been under the tarp, been upstairs, looked at it, been part of it, it's worth the wait. It's better.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, it's way better. Yeah, it's awesome.
Now, to parents, they're going to go, well, my kid isn't that age anymore.
Happens.
I get it. It's not like you haven't had a whole bunch of other improvement there at the Children's Museum and a lot of additions. But I think you're going to be blown away. It's pretty spectacular.
It's very cool.
It's so much more than it was before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not just a...
It's not like a rope, like a netting kind of thing.
It is. And there's different things to interact with. There's multiple levels of it. There's a lot to look at, a lot to touch. And like you said, when people get there, if they haven't been in a while, the new water table is like, I tried to describe this to the staff there. I'm like, some of this stuff is nice and it's cool. This water table looks exactly 100% like it would be in a top place in a top city in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, it's every bit of the quality. And a lot of what they're trying to do is just bring the fun and experience to the kids.
Absolutely.
That's great.
You can go to cmofil.com is their website if you're interested in finding out about hours. And we'll have tons of that information for you tomorrow live from the Children's Museum. It is just one of the coolest things that we have in this community. I can go way back to when that first was built, right? There was a whole board and there still is, you know, it sits on Park District land, but it's not owned and operated by the Park District. And they've got this whole play, learn, repeat sort of thing. And it really, over the last, 5 years, has stepped up in a huge way. Maybe even a little longer than that. We got to throw COVID in there. It's like dog years. You can't figure anything out as far as your memory bank is concerned. But with the new addition of Heroes Hall and the fire engine, helicopter. and the sculpture park and,
there's a mural too in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Really cool. So we'll be there. Total of 60 exhibits and activities, across the huge 27,000 square foot facility that's just full of wonder and joy and education. It's going to be great. Looking forward.
Yeah, the one thing that'll be missing in tomorrow's broadcast are the typical sounds that you hear, the magic.
Oh, I don't know. I might send you to climb up something.
I'll do it.
Can you squeal?
Well, I can squeal. I just love the sounds, all the kids playing and the excitement. And, I was there a couple times in the last maybe 2 weeks where buses were getting dropped off, and there is nothing like that sound.
You go to the zoo,
yeah, it's
or the Children's Museum, yep, this time of year, and you go at a certain time, yep, of the day, and it is just wall-to-wall yellow buses.
That's right. And excitement and sounds and also grown-ups going, hey, 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 or over here. No, yep, no, no.
Yeah, that water table is interesting. You know, it was put together with partnership with the Illinois Soybean Association, mm-hmm, and you literally get a chance to see, like, what dams and water. I mean, you know, the there's a lock and dam system that actually works.
Yeah.
You can do the whole thing. And then it's you've got the historic Staley building, yes, and the rain clouds and all the really cool stuff. I think maybe that the other day when I was there a week or so ago, whatever, was the first time I got to see that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's new.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean is when people start to come for the Duck Derby or this spring as you know, school's out or whatever, that is one of the crown jewels in there now.
Yeah, it's very cool. Mm-hmm. Very, very, very cool. And it's so important. I mean, people don't understand in the business we're in this community, which is the agribusiness, and how much that is locked into the lock and dam system and what all that means. It is pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's and the best part about it is that learning is 100% incorporated in a fun way to, yeah, where you learn how to reroute things and float things.
Yep. And here's all this stuff we make here, yep, and here's how it all everything gets down to the Gulf ports.
The whole thing of it is a fun learning experience.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I
good
love
stuff.
It.
All right, we'll look forward to that tomorrow. Can you believe that tomorrow's already Thursday? This week has just been flying by.
Yeah, tomorrow's the NFL draft, too, so I've been, like, anxiously counting down this week.
What time does that start? Is that ESPN?
ESPN. Okay. I think it probably, like, 7 is probably when the picks come on, but they're going to be at the desk probably 5 or 6.
Where is it this year? Do you know?
Oh, I did know. I don't know now. It was Kansas City last year. Is it Vegas?
Does it matter? I mean, you know, where it is?
I like the flavor. No, it doesn't.
It's in Detroit, Michigan, oh, that's right, this year.
Yeah, I like to learn a little about the town and see the fans, and the Lions will get a nice little roar from the crowd. So, yeah, I like it.
Isn't that a fun story, mm-hmm, that they're relevant in the conversation of football
they're
now?
Seriously,
they've never been relevant in my entire lifetime.
No. I mean,
there was one little stretch.
Barry Sanders for a window.
Yeah, but I mean, there was one year they had a little playoff run, yeah, you know, but that was it.
Yeah, last year
they were like right in it.
It's great.
Yeah, you got to root for the big macho dude.
Yeah, Coach Dan, he's awesome. Yeah. I like him. He's fun.
Well, we'll see what all that. I don't know. There's so much. It's one of those things that it's like an election. By the time it gets here, I'm just ready for it to be over. All the speculation, all of the punditry, all of the armchair quarterbacks, all of the experts, all of the mock drafts, all of it's like, all right. We'll see.
Yeah. You ought to see like some of the fans, they'll post their mock drafts and you watch it and it's like the stars perfectly aligned that they can get their favorite player in the third round and then they're the next best player in the, it's like they will be long gone. I don't know what world
you're living in. Yeah.
Man, you're going to get seven in fan world, stars,
which is just not anywhere near reality.
No, I'm like, that's a perfect draft and on Madden football.
Like when I'm sitting there, it's like, I'm not that guy. Yeah. That's not in fan world. So I go, what are you doing?
Yeah, in my team, I have like, there's like 3 or 4 positions that they could maybe do, but I have no idea. So I get a full spoiler when it actually happens. I have no idea what's going to happen. So I get a little intrigued this year.
Yeah. Speaking of lands and waters, there's a story up on nowdecatur.com. There's an educational facilitator for the Living Lands and Waters who, in partnership with ADM for Earth Day, was at McGoy and I think Argentina Orientis this week. And he brought stuff that they've pulled out of the Mississippi, like toilet seats and dolls, yeah, and you know, getting laughter out of the kids, but explaining to them exactly, you know, what the pollution problem is. We talked about this just the other day in other areas, the importance of the nation's waterways. And he was there. I think the story that Lindsay reported yesterday was from McGoy Elementary School in celebration of Earth Week. And Adam O'Connell, who's the ADM Decatur Area Complex Environmental Manager, said they've had a decades-long partnership with Living Lands and Water with a commitment to the environment and causes and sustainability. You know, and it's kind of funny when you go, oh, well, you pull out a toilet seat. You know, no, this was actually pulled out of the Mississippi.
Somebody chucked it right in there.
Yep.
It's the worst.
Yeah, but you educate the kids and they become better.
I remember as a kid learning stuff like that, and it did have an impact on me to be aware of it.
Since the organization was founded, Living Lands and Waters, they are literally the only industrial strength river cleanup organization like it in the world. And they've cleaned up, check this out, 13 million pounds of garbage from the U.S. rivers and waterways.
Wow.
13 million pounds.
That's amazing. From the U.S. too. That's not even the big deposits like.
No.
Yeah, out in the oceans that are endless. That's awesome.
Yep. They're also planting trees at Fairview Park. They've had all kinds of things this week that they've been involved with in association with Earth Day. So I wanted to point that out. The full story is available at nowdecatur.com.
Awesome. Yep. I'm going to give an Earth Day tip a day later, 2 days later, whatever. This is one that I think makes a big deal, and it takes 5 seconds of your time. If you're someone at home that gets the 6 packs of bottles of water, juice, or, Coke or whatever, or you get the hams that come wrapped with the netting, take a second and run your scissors through them, because those hoops, they get caught on fish and natural wildlife, and they can't breathe, and they end up with deformities or worse. Just take an extra second to sniff through
there. Let me ask you a question about that, because, I would just assume, we don't do a lot of that. We usually buy the packaged bigger, things of water or whatever. Maybe occasional Gatorade, that would be in line with
exactly
that.
Yeah, exactly that.
When you recycle that stuff, doesn't it get...
Yes, so in theory, because we don't know where it goes once it goes.
Yeah.
In theory, it should be fine, and it should melt it, or put as part of the process.
Yeah.
But if it escapes, if it falls off the truck, if it gets picked up and thrown away, or
okay, this is just like a
just in case,
an added measure.
5 extra seconds, just in case. But you're right, it should. If everybody's doing what they're supposed to do,
and I don't mind the extra effort. I'm just saying I would have assumed throwing that in my recycle bin that would be part of the process.
Yeah, this is simply just an extra measure. It's kind of like,
it's insurance.
Yeah, and like putting glass and making sure that it's in something so that even the person handling it, if the thing comes off the truck.
I got it.
Just that extra step.
All right. There you go. Good advice. All right. We've got a bunch to get to here today. The FTC, and this is going to be far from over, yesterday announced that they have banned non-compete agreements for nearly all jobs in the United States of America. And this is certainly going to cause the court system to stack up with this. And the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and others have already come out against that. I want to set the plate here because it's an interesting conversation with the whole non-compete thing. And I ran into this early in my career. I have not had to deal with this for a very long time because in Illinois, years ago, they put together and voted in a law that kept broadcasting or journalist or news people, that you could not be held to a non-compete, agreement here in Illinois. It's not, if you moved to Indiana, a whole other ball game. And it's been interesting from a company point of view, from a gun for hire point of view about this conversation over the years. I didn't realize that it had filtered all the way down to like Jimmy John's. And I don't know that most people do.
Yeah.
And I don't know what will be the end result of this decision. It's certainly going to end up in the courts. But I've got some thoughts on this.
Yeah, me too. Good.
And we'll talk about it. And whether or not this body has the authority to do this or not will have to be decided, like I said, in a court of law. But a step in the right direction, in my opinion, will talk about the details on the other side of the break. Nick's got your weather pretty nice the next couple of days, huh?
That's right. Today, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 60. Tonight, mostly clear and a low of 37. For Thursday, could see some frost in the morning, but then it's going to be sunny with a high of 64. Friday, a chance of rain, chance of thunderstorms, but a high of near 70. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 43 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:23. This look at your weather brought to you by Staley Credit Union. Ready to bank better? Bank Staley Credit Union.
Buying your first house? We've got a loan for you. Kitchen renovations? We've got a loan for you. How about that boat just in time for warm weather? We've got a loan for you, too. Staley Credit Union has you covered with the loans that fit your lifestyle. Because we're more than your lender. We're your partner. Let's talk possibilities. Learn more at staleycu.com. This institution is not federally insured by member choice. Proudly insured by American Share Insurance.
Affordable Dentures and Implants practices in Champaign, Springfield, and Forsyth makes new smiles affordable every day. So you don't need to wait another day to get your smile back. Call 1-800-DENTURE or visit affordabledentures.com to find the practice near you. Affordable Dentures and Implants. Go ahead and smile.
Tee off this season at Red Tail Run and Hickory Point Golf Courses, offering championship-style courses for all levels, from seasoned pros to beginners. These courses provide the perfect setting for an enjoyable round of golf. Enjoy special programs like ladies-only golf clinic, junior golf camps, and golf outings. And don't miss the clubhouse for top brands like Lululemon, Titleist, FootJoy, Oakley, and Callaway. Whether you need new apparel or equipment, the clubhouse has you covered. Book your tee time at golfdecatur.org today.
We are Lions International, the world's largest service organization. We are volunteers committed to strengthening our communities and supporting those in need, one act of kindness at a time. For more than a century, Lions have been serving a world in need, right here in our community and around the world. Lions International makes the impossible possible. This is your invitation to join us, because the only thing missing from our mission to make a difference is you. Visit lionsclubs.org to find a local Lions Club near you.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
All right, so this is a debate that goes round and round about non-compete agreements in terms of your employment and your employer. And yesterday, the Federal Trades Commission narrowly voted, I mean, it wasn't even a unanimous thing there, to ban nearly all competes, non-competes, employment agreements that typically prevent workers from joining competing businesses or launching one of their own. And during this, months leading up to this, they received more than 26,000 public comments. There were stories told, and they announced this ban, which will take place later this year. Now, this isn't anywhere near done. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has already said they're going to take this to court, and we'll see what happens. But your general thoughts about a non-compete agreement?
This is one of the topics that I've thought about, that I've had at different points in my life had to be around. And I think that I genuinely feel that there are valid arguments on both sides, and that not all situations are the same. In some cases, you're essentially just preventing someone from being able to make revenue. And in the most egregious cases, we no longer want you here. We have no use for you. And also, you can't work for blank amount of time unless you change careers, which doesn't seem likely. On the other end of the spectrum, it's, hey, we've invested a lot in you. We've done a lot together. You being at the competition on the very next day creates a complete systematic set of problems for us, and your institutional knowledge and everything. And in the case of entertainment, oh, you're not on this team, now you're on that team. You know, it could really change the whole thing seismically. So I don't have an overall just singular way, but in terms of most workers, I feel like this is probably a good thing for more people than it's a bad thing.
I think that you can find a lot of examples on either side of this argument that would resonate and make sense with people. I was reading yesterday someone from the Cato Institute saying, if you're one of like 25 people on earth who knows the formula to Coca-Cola and you're, you know, like trade secrets, you know, that kind of thing. Here's why I would be for this rather against this for most cases, is that a company, the company, the owners, the business will always say, we've invested all of this in you and now you're going to go, you know, do some, but the problem is whether they're good at that or bad at that, they all say the same thing.
That's right. And it over, and it overlooks or disvalues what that person has invested in you or brought to you.
That's exactly right. So like early in my career, it was sink or swim, no support. You know, I worked hard to build what I built. I really did it, you know, for the most part. Yes, you were paying me, but I did most of the work.
Right.
But so you, for you to go, well, you can't go across the street or start your own thing because you've made yourself popular, and therefore we can keep you from doing that, isn't the same thing as we've invested a lot in you and helped you. So it's, but that company, old company, would tell you they had, but they didn't.
Right. Yeah, and just the nature of you being there, it was the thing that brought the value, not anything that they did other than.
And I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying, yeah. I put this work in. And so it ended up okay. I chose to stay and whatever, but I knew what my value was. And that ability for them to say you have no value because we're just not going to allow you to do what you've built because we say so, I've got a streak in me that's not great with that kind of thing.
Yeah, I would think that if you need to box somebody out from working at your competitor for 90 days, I think you probably are paying them.
The problem isn't 90 days. It's more like 2 years.
Oh, those ones.
And those kind of things when you get to certain areas of the job. And it just seems fundamentally unfair, and it doesn't seem American to me.
Right.
Like, it seems sort of counterintuitive to the freedoms that we talk about.
And in some of these very specific cases, if you're a, let's say you're an engineer on an EV, there's only so many EV companies. That's where you're going to go. Or, I work for NASA.
Yep.
You can only go work for Blue Origin or that's just what it is.
I didn't realize that it went down as far as, and when I say that, I don't mean that as a pejorative. I just meant, I didn't know that it worked at like Jimmy John's.
Yep.
Where you can't, within a certain amount of miles, and it's not even it's even if 10% of their business is dedicated to sort of the same things you're doing there. I mean, you could stretch that to like, you couldn't go from Jimmy John's to a gas station.
Right.
That just seems wrong.
Exactly right.
And I'm not picking on them. That was an example that was used in the story that I was, one of the many stories I read yesterday about this. I didn't realize, and I think by varying states, there's different laws, and I don't think there's anything universal about any of this other than this ban would be for most jobs. But we'll see. Now, I can also flip that over, and some people who just overvalue their strength, to the team, and you do invest a bunch of money in training and blah, blah, blah. And then they just use that to jump over to be lazy at the next job and get paid more. You feel like, well, why did we invest X, Y, or Z in that person?
Right.
But I still think at the end of the day, it's what Christian Horner said about Max Verstappen. If somebody wants to go, there shouldn't be a piece of paper. I mean, why would you like just have everybody be miserable when if someone wants to go, you let them go?
Yeah. Yes. And unless it's systematic or malicious, like you came here to get things, to extract, to take to the next stop or whatever.
Yeah.
The Coke and Pepsi recipe is a very good example of if you walk with that and you go, you get Coke's recipe, you go over to Pepsi, and now Pepsi changes its flavor. That's what these protections are for.
Yeah, but that's how many people.
I know.
That's why I said at the outset. Thousands and thousands of people wouldn't be there.
The way that you change a culture, you come into a place and you tighten it up because they do things this way, or, you really can take things from one stop to the next, but that happens anyway.
Yeah.
All your life experiences.
But I don't think that you can take that down to sort of like an hourly wage worker at a Subway shop.
No, that doesn't. At that point, you're just.
It's just keeping, punishment.
Yeah, and you're keeping people from working.
So it'd be like, I got my first job. I'm pretty good at it. I show some initiative, some gumption, and then other people go, we value you. We'd like you here to make a little more. And they're going, no.
Right.
That seems way overbearing.
Yeah. In your personal life, and every person's, you base everything based on your experiences. Your mom shows you how to stir a pot of sauce, that you're going to stir it that way. You learn something in your classroom or your job, and you take it to the next stop and you go, hey, I already know how to do this, or here's a better way of doing that. That's not the same thing as, hey, I've stolen your recipe.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Now, you can say that one of the pros of this is it encourages companies to invest in their employees.
Yeah.
But once again, not all things are created equal, and company A will do that, and company B will say they do that, but not do anything even remotely close to it.
Yeah.
But be protected under the same law.
Mm-hmm.
I think overall, you give people choice. That's what this country is about.
sort of the basic tenets of freedom and being able to make your way and pave your way and do the thing if you work hard. If you work hard, I'm still one of these old-fashioned guys. You work hard, you should be rewarded for that, not the other way around.
Yeah, I agree. I do think that they probably need to create, if they haven't, or are some countermeasures to protect the intellectual property, the ways and means of companies and things that are institutional, the stuff that the companies have provided for the person or shared with the person.
Yeah, but I there are already laws. I mean, there are already, you know, I to can't steal technology. I can't steal the recipe from Coke. I can't steal. I mean, to put everybody under the same rule to protect that one percentile of employees we're talking about seems like the cart in front of the horse.
When I'm not saying that, like, I'm working at the Subway shop and I can't lay ham on bread the same as Jimmy Johnson.
I know.
But I'm talking like, hey, if I see inside a brake system or whatever and I go work at Ford after working at Chevy and I'm making brake systems, there's no way I'm not influenced by that.
There may be, but there's also like there are trademarks. I mean, there's laws in place for that I could argue, even if you wanted to come up with some split the baby in the bathtub thing about this, you know. But you're talking about a fraction of the overall workers in this country that would be impacted by this.
I
get it.
Yeah, make sure something's there if you're taking it away. Which
the company side of this already has most of the rights.
Oh yeah, mostly. Absolutely.
Giving something back to the worker isn't like flipping it upside down. There are, you know, proprietary laws and I mean, you can't just go, hey, I'm going to get a job here and steal the information and go there. There are already situations that are in place besides a non-compete agreement to address that.
Very specific things, for sure. Yeah, the recipe of Coke was a generalization, but that's pretty well protected. Yeah. But how Coke makes those comes to that recipe.
Listen, I get it. You know, even on the side of talking about the food shop kind of thing, you know, you train, you do whatever, and all right, now I'm going to go over here. You know, and it's like, okay, well, you know, we taught you how to manage that drive through. We taught you how to, I mean, I get that. It's frustrating, but at the end of the day, don't you want to have individual freedoms as Americans to be able to walk your path and do your thing?
Yeah. Overall, I think that the vast majority of workers would benefit from this versus the damages, but you know,
again, my favorite quote of all time. Well, I shouldn't say that. My favorite quote in this arena of all time is the HR guy or the forward thinking, which generally doesn't fall into HR, but says to the CEO, about training people and expenditures about like taking care of your people and making them the best. And the CEO goes, well, what if we spend all this money and they leave? And the guy goes, well, what if we don't and they stay?
Right.
So at the end of the day, companies that are smart are going to invest in their people. And every once in a while, somebody's going to leave and take that investment with them, and you're out that one. But if you make your company a smart, innovative place that people want to work and you invest in them, you're going to come out a winner more often than you're going to come out a loser. And these seem so arbitrary to me. Just like, well, no, everybody's going to be treated the same.
Yeah, you're 100% right. This is a big topic in wrestling. You know, you get fired from WWE.
There's nothing you can't bring back to wrestling.
I know. It's just parallel for life.
It's for you, it is.
For all people, for all humanity, actually. Come on.
It is so funny. It's not even a 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon game. It's a 1 degree.
It's right there. Yeah, they talk about this a lot. And some people have to sit out, you know, for 2 years off TV. And it's like, what are they going to do?
Yeah, I know.
All the shine's gone, everything. They should be able to just go work over there.
Yep, they should. But it's also, you know, at that level, we're giving you this platform to make all this money. I don't know. I don't think there's a single answer. That's the problem with having it be a single solution.
Yeah.
You know, you just can't blanket this, and you can't look at every situation and go, well, they do it in wrestling, so it works at the sub.
That was more so my point, is it can't fit under the same umbrella, and the damage of somebody working here in the afternoon and the next place at night.
Maybe you get this you know, once it goes to court and, you know, once it gets settled, maybe it's not a one size fits all either way.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a better way of doing it than just umbrelling everybody under the same thing.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't have any idea the Federal Trade Commission could just decide something like this.
And that isn't that also one of the points of contention?
Do
they even have the authority
to do this?
Yeah.
And it was a split vote, you know, based on kind of partisan lines as well. This isn't a political conversation to me. And I think we all too often do this, you know, like it's a red answer or a blue decision. And this to me just, I don't think most people, I had no idea about the Jimmy Johns. And I hate to keep saying that because I'm really not knocking them. I'm just saying I didn't know it filtered down to that.
Yeah.
Where most people are high school kids or college kids or, you know, getting a job at a place like that and learning. Yeah, you're learning a lot. But, I mean, you're not taking any sort of proprietary information to Subway.
No. Yeah, and you're not going to go from you're not going to show up there and just change the game.
But you might just because you work harder than everybody else and somebody right. across the street goes, well, I'm willing to pay you more.
Right.
Then that ought to be the American way.
Yeah. Or let me show you how you're supposed to slice this turkey.
Yeah.
You know, good training does help at the next place. That's for sure.
Yes. But they also been, if they're smart, then they're willing to pay more to grab somebody else.
Or to lock that good slicer
or
up.
Or to lock, yes.
Stay here.
Yes.
Yeah, let's
make, I mean, that's the way it ultimately should work.
Yeah.
It's not like, well, we've got you trapped.
It should be.
And that's fundamentally what this is. Oh, you mean you could go over there and make $5 an hour more because they recognize your talent, but we don't want to lose you, but we don't recognize your talent, so we're just going to keep you from going over there and making $5 an hour more? That's un-American.
That's the best example of most of the situations is that we don't value you enough or it no longer works for you to be here, but we don't want you to be successful somewhere else. So if we can't have you, nobody can for a period of time.
Yeah. It's the way it's always felt to me.
Yeah.
But I'm a doer. I mean, I'm not somebody trying to slide by.
Yep.
But I want value for that. And I value that. And I know what my value is. And if you're not willing to do that, okay, that's fair enough. That's your company, your decision.
Thanks for your time. Thanks for everything. Thanks for the training.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go work over there.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you're going to need somebody else to sit in the chair that I made better
right.
because I brought value to you too.
Yeah, and that just seems to me that's what capitalism should be about.
Yeah.
I mean, all the things that we talk about.
Yeah, again, assuming the protections of everything that are in place.
I'm not saying yeah. I could steal trade secrets
but
take the database
yeah,
with
but
me.
When it's over, we go separate ways. I made you better. You made me better. You
in
hopefully.
In our business, in the media business, you know, because they can't do this with on air, it's mostly in sales.
Mm-hmm.
And people are, well, you know, you know what we do and how we do
and your
it.
Your book of business.
But your book of business is, you know, is it you?
Correct.
Those clients value more than the company that they're doing business with? Or is it the other way around? And those are hard questions that companies have to ask, but companies just get lazy. They don't want to ask those hard questions.
And those answers usually come in a few months when you're at the next company and the company's jumped over to you instead of staying there.
Or didn't. Because you overthought it and thought it was you and it wasn't you. It was the product they were buying.
Exactly right. Yeah.
People have a hard time being like companies, but also employees, like being honest about where they are.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen too many people who act like, well, we've invested a lot in you. They haven't done anything. They rah-rah. But that doesn't mean.
Paycheck comes.
Yeah.
Lights are on.
Yeah. And I've seen a lot of employees do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, I don't appreciate any of the things you've invested in. And I mean, so it's, with all of that said, I just don't know how you can have a one size fits all answer when there's nowhere near one size fits all equality to any of this across the board.
No. Over at a company that I did a lot of work with, an engineer leaving, big deal. Want to protect that?
Yep.
Graphic designer. Why can't I just go make an ad for that other company yeah. over there?
And then a guy or a gal working at a place that's really bad, you know, in an abusive sort of workforce, and they can't go better their lives because this arbitrary law about, oh, you're non-compete. It's the only way you can get the job.
I got to go work at Menards for that time period and then leave them hanging when I can go back to my career.
Yeah. There are studies that will show you a lot of different things both ways, but there are plenty that show you that literally encouraging people to invest in their employees, but maybe quashing innovation and but the, you know, if people go somewhere and make more money, it's generally better for the economy from a macro level.
Yeah, and it's addition by subtraction a lot of times too. They didn't want to be there anyway. Let them go. Fill them with another person that's equal or better.
And if you go to places like, you know, like the state of California, right? Mm-hmm. They bar non-competes.
Yep.
So you look at Silicon Valley. I mean, you look at where the innovation, you know, you look at where people can go grab the best minds.
Yes.
And there's plenty of places where it seems to be working just fine.
That's right. And most of the engineers I know in Silicon Valley, all their resumes look like this. Netflix, Redbox. I mean, they've worked Google. They all go back and forth based on the, it's almost like a market.
Yeah.
It is a market, actually. This place is hiring and they're paying more.
And that has changed in America for sure. I mean, my father's age, you know, you go work at Caterpillar for your whole life and you retire. And there was a lot of that in America. And I think a certain amount of that was on both sides of the coin. It was companies that valued people and, you know, they kept them there for life. And part of that was there wasn't a whole lot of choice to, you know, jump over to other things. That has changed, right? In sports, in everywhere. You know, you're not going to be your Cardinals fan. You're not going to go watch the guy play from start to finish and retire.
Nope.
It just doesn't happen anymore.
It doesn't.
And there's good and bad with that, right?
Absolutely.
But the guy at the sub shop, come on.
Yeah, back there prepping pickles and can't do it at the other place.
Yeah. All right, anywho, that's the dealie on that. And it, like I said, they've already, the lawsuits are already coming, and we're not anywhere near at the end of the conversation. But it is, it's one of those also interesting things about how, you know, I know we're a big country, geographically, population, the whole nine yards, but it's so weird that in this state you can do this, but state next to it you can't. I mean, it is so strange.
Yeah, and then there's always the, hey, this is an incorporation in Delaware or under the rules and stuff of another jurisdiction. You're like, or your contract for hire or an independent contractor.
And then it's interesting because, like, even the state of Hawaii, like, they banned all non-compete clauses.
Oh, I didn't know Hawaii did.
And they're for new tech workers, like, they did it very strategically to recruit, right? And wages went up 4%.
Yeah, there's no way.
But think about it. They're on an island. I mean, they got you trapped anyway.
Well, you know what that is? That's almost 100%. Well, not 100%. That is a large amount of people that go, look, I want to live in paradise and I can have a desk anywhere.
Yep.
Let's do it down here. They got the internet. Let's go.
All right, we'll do the marquee coffee break. When we get back here, a lot to get to here today. A little later, we'll celebrate Millikan University's birthday. We got Founders Day, and we'll have Tanya Andrews back in studios from Crossing Healthcare. Ferrari's got a new sponsorship. This one kind of threw me for a loop, just meaning like the brand didn't seem like the brand to me at all.
I didn't see this one.
Okay, I think you'll find it interesting.
Okay,
it would have fit with like Volvo. I don't know about Ferrari.
Oh, no.
The F1 team.
Yeah.
You know, plus an interesting story about UConn's athletic director and the insurance policy that he paid for to cover the bonuses for their basketball teams. And people were not happy about the expense of buying this, but now the outcome after the end of the tournament, both the men's and the women's side, seemed like a really smart idea.
Awesome. I want to hear
this. I never
even
thought about this when it comes to like employment.
Nice. I want to hear this as well.
Okay. We'll do it on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
Recent storms got you worried about damage to your home? Don't let the stress of filing claims and getting repairs weigh you down. Frontline Adjusters are here in Decatur, ready to take care of everything for you. From assessing the damage to your roof, gutters, and siding, to handling the entire insurance claim process, it's covered. Join over 5,000 homeowners across Central Illinois who've trusted Frontline Adjusters. Their experts make it simple. All you have to worry about is choosing the perfect color for your home. Visit FrontlineAdjusters.com. Restoring every home like it's their own.
The 2024 St. Teresa High School Mega Raffle is going on now. The fundraiser helps St. Teresa offer a faith-based education to students in our area. Tickets are now on sale, and you can have a chance to win $100,000. Take advantage of special bundles by purchasing multiple tickets, increasing your odds of winning. The final drawing is May 24th. Buy your tickets today for a chance to win $100,000 by calling 875-7950 or online at sttmega.com.
You know, today, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries, and maybe it'll get you a quarter tank of gas. But you know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my friends, my cell phone company, a veteran-owned company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Now choose a wireless company that shares your values. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, make the switch today. #250, keyword save now from Pure Talk.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss even when you monitor your credit. If your identity's stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year with My Name Clay as the promo code at LifeLock.com.
The Macon County Fair, Refreshment Services, Pepsi, and Rural King proudly brings you Southern Rock legends the Marshall Tucker Band on Thursday, June 7th. Kansas City, what the on sale now at MaconCountyFair.com. The Marshall Tucker Band live at the Macon County Fairgrounds, Thursday, June 7th in Decatur.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
All right. According to the Stanford Advocate, the athletic director of the University of Connecticut paid a $2.83 million premium to ensure all performance bonuses of its basketball coaches and then the cost associated with winning at the highest level. They did this like before the season started. They said, we've got two really good teams, and if they make it all the way or make it to a Final Four, it's going to trigger just basically every bonus and incentive that these coaches' contracts have, plus rings, all these other expenses that we may not budget for. I didn't know you could buy this kind of insurance.
They have goofy insurance all the time. Like the dudes that are like, we'll give you $1 million if you guess the Super. You can buy insurance on that.
Well, no, I get that. Like if you're doing a contest or something, I just didn't know. Like, we've agreed to pay all this in a contract, and now we're afraid we're going to have to. Can we buy insurance on that?
It's funny that policy was very expensive. $2.8 million is a lot for something that might not happen.
Exactly. But their total payout was $5.6 million. Yeah. So basically, the Connecticut men's team wins the championship. The Connecticut women's team gets to the Final Four, triggers all of the bonuses that are involved, rings, all the different things, and they saved almost $3 million in doing
so. Cut the expense right in half.
I'm thinking, if I'm the insurance company, what are we doing here?
They thought they were getting $2.83 million. That's what they thought.
But aren't they? They're playing a bracket. I mean, they're literally like, okay, sure, we'll play along. Hand us a bracket. We don't think UConn's going to get there.
They played two brackets and busted them both almost as busted as they could get.
Huh?
The men busted it and the women almost did too. That's
yeah.
Crazy.
So the $2.8 million bought them a coverage limit of 6.25, right? So it's just a simple math game. If you're doing this at any level, now you may have paid Connecticut got bounced in the first round or something. And then you're talking about maybe losing money.
Right. Exactly right. Yeah, you'd be out.
But you weren't. But you also wouldn't be out the 5.6 that you were in for paying, right?
Exactly right.
I had no idea. I've just never heard of anything like this. Like, I'm sure it happens in sports more often. This is just the first time I remember reading about,
yeah,
we're going to take an insurance policy out on what we've already promised in a contract to two coaches.
Yeah, and I don't remember ever seeing an insurance policy being like 50% of the payout. It's usually like, give me $7 and you can have $1 million of coverage because there's no way this is going to happen. It's free $7.
It's a very simple thing, like a hole-in-one contest at, right, a golf outing.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. And it doesn't usually cost much, but they're like, you guys have a pretty good chance of this happening. It's going to cost you more than half.
Yep.
Wow.
So they were on the Game Point Capital, where this company's called, was on the hook for the remaining $2.77 million. So they basically saved $2.8 million.
Wow. That's a good find. That's a good story.
Isn't it strange, though? Uh-huh. Have you ever heard of anything like that?
I can't think of anything very specific, but I certainly have never seen it, that the premium being so high. I've never seen anything
well,
like that.
In
this realm of, like, chance sort of things.
And I guess that probably, you know, as random as most people's brackets are crashed, you know, week one, that it's probably a pretty good bet across the board because it's just any given game.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And you got to do that four times.
Right. There was probably a safe number.
So the actuarial math probably makes sense overall for that. You know, I mean, but you would have to be thinking that we have to sell a lot of these to come out ahead.
They probably had a number that they thought was safe, and they go, just to be triple safe, let's throw even more on top.
Right?
And they still got bonked.
Well, there you go. That AD is really smart at Connecticut today. Had they been bounced out in the first round? Probably not so much. All right, Ferrari, your F1 team of choice, is set to announce a new title sponsor to come in with Lewis Hamilton as the new driver in the 2025 season. And it is...
Come on, Coles.
Hewlett-Packard.
Oh, really? Well, they have the data. They use them. With all your mouse pad and mouse accessories. HP is actually a really, really...
This is not a pejorative about HP. It's just...
The sizzle.
There's no sexy.
There's no sizzle.
It's like, well, why don't you bring in Oldsmobile? I mean, it is Hewlett-Packard just lacks the oomph of Oracle Red Bull.
Sure. Yeah, they've already got Santander. They've got some very vanilla sponsors overall anyway.
Tell me, I mean, seriously, you first hear it, and it's not, I'm not knocking, Hewlett-Packard's a giant company. Clearly they are. They couldn't do this.
My personal brain went, oh, cool, technology partner. But if I'm just fan partner, I'm like, all right, cool.
HP.
Cool. And desktop computer needs.
I mean, you literally, you have all the sexy Italian language.
Yes.
Scuderia, you know,
all of it.
Fossi, you know.
All of it.
Hewlett-Packard.
Right. I understand it, but I'm not properly whelmed.
We're talking, they believe, you know, that Hamilton's contract is rumored to be in the $100 million range.
You'd think so.
You know, if you just extrapolate what, you know, the top drivers are making, and, this will, literally help them because that salary isn't part of the cap, you know, of what they have to do to build the cars and do all the thing that they have every year to try to make it a little more competitive.
Right.
So it these big sponsors matter because they foot a lot of the bill.
And eventually they're going to have to go to a salary cap on the drivers too, because then you don't have $1 billion company buying up the two best drivers of all time and putting them in the same.
I don't know that you can do that. I don't know. That's kind of going back to the whole.
The whole point is for all 20 teams to have a shot. And so they limit.
But they don't, that's never actually been the case.
I know.
And I don't know how they're ever going to make it the case. Because no one's going to come in, Hewlett-Packard or otherwise, and go, well, I'll take team 18. And maybe it'll pay off 3 or 4 years down the road.
You're right.
I just don't see that.
Yeah, it doesn't mean everybody's going to spend up to the cap.
You know, I think that you could, I'm all for the points, you know, trickling down a little bit. But at the end of the day, you got to have, I mean, you can't fix a sport to go, well, you all have an equal shot of winning. That's not
called the NFL.
Yeah, but they've put in, but that's not true. I mean, they've tried to get parity, but there's not, you're not going into next season going, everyone's got the same shot to win the Super Bowl.
You're right.
All right. We got to take a break for news. Clay's going to join us next. A lot to get to here today. Beautiful sunny morning. We'll be back after news.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now, brought to you by Shop on Main. The State Health Department has announced the start of this year's Healthy Illinois Survey. It's a statewide effort to compile data on the current state of health and wellness in areas where public health can be improved. State law requires the health department to conduct an annual survey to obtain data from every county and zip code, establishing a baseline for public health info to allow for progress to be tracked and measured. Health officials hope to reach as many as 55,000 households this year. State Controller Susanna Mendoza has announced Moody's has changed its outlook on Illinois bonds from stable to positive. Moody's Analytics cited Illinois' continued improvement in fund balance and budget reserves.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.